Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Amas Hamayim She'eno Yecholo Hikotzer Ka'achas, a stream, a canal of water from which someone cannot harvest both sides at once. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda says that is a division to break a field into two fields, that each side would be required to give its own peah. V'kol ha'harim asher b'ma'ader ye'aderun, afal pi she'ein ha'bakar yachol la'avor b'chelav, hu nosein peah l'kol. And any hills that have to be dug with a hoe, even though the cattle are not able to get up them with their plows, nevertheless, peah is given for the whole field as a single entity that is not considered a division. Let's take a look at the Barton Neuro. Amas Hamayim She'eno Yecholo Hikotzer Ka'achas, a canal of water that cannot be harvested at once. Shehi Rachva Kolkach Ad Sheha Omed Ba'emsa Eino Yecholo Lekatzer Mikan Mikan. It's so wide that a person standing in the middle can't reach out with his sickle and harvest both sides. So if it's very narrow, if you can stand in the center and cut down standing grain on either side of the stream, then Rabbi Yehuda would say it's okay. Let's take a quick look in Tosfos Yontif from here. Amas Hamayim Hainu Shilulis Deka'amar Tanakama Debechol Inyan Mafsik. This canal is the stream that in the previous Mishnah, the Tanakama, the first speaker, said always interrupts and breaks a field into two. Vasir Rabbi Yehuda lememar davka be'enu yecholah hikatzer ka'achas. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, that's only when you can't harvest both sides at one time. Shem omed be'emza enu yecholah liktzur mikan mikan, that if you stand in the center, you can't do both sides. So the Tanakama, the speaker in Mishnah Aleph, says that a stream or a brook would always divide a field into two fields. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's only if it's so wide that you can't reach both sides. So he's actually disagreeing with the opinion of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda would say that it separates if it's that wide. Upali gatanakama de Amar la'el, al shilulis dahainu amos hamayim de b'chol inyan mafsik. So this next Barton Neuro says what the Tosfos Yontif just said, that the Tanakama in the previous Mishnah says it would always separate. Rabbi Yehuda differs. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Deim Yecholo Hikatzer Ka'achas Enu Mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda feels that if you can harvest both sides at once, it doesn't divide. V'halachik Rabbi Yehuda, and we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chol haharim asher b'ma'ader ye'aderun, all hills that are dug with a hoe. Har Shehudo Zakuf v'ein bakar b'kelav yecholin la'avor sham. So it's very steep, and the cattle can't get up there dragging their instruments, their plows, or what have you. Umafsik bein shtei hasados, and this hill is in between two fields. Hu nosein peah l'chol, even though it's got that hill in the middle of it, he still gives peah for the field as one big field and not as two smaller fields. Klomer nosein peah achas l'chol shtei hasados, he gives for both parts together. V'lo chashiv hefsek, and it's not considered an interruption. Hoil v'ha ne'adarim b'ma'der, since it's dug with a hoe, klomer shebnei adam chofrim oso, harbikli shechofrim bo es hakarka, because this means that people dig it using an instrument that they use to dig the ground. Ein ze hefsek, so that's not considered an interruption. Shaharoa omer, ein ze karka bor, someone looking isn't going to think that this is uncultivated land separating two fields. El lamacher chofrim oso b'ma'der, Vizorimoso, Ushtei Hasados Hemachas. So the casual passerby isn't going to look at this hill and think it's unworkable land, it's left alone, it's in between two fields. He's going to say, okay, he's plowing today, he can't plow the hill because it's too steep, so he'll come back tomorrow with a hoe and he'll do it and he'll plant on it. It's usable land, you just can't get that particular instrument up there. So because this is not perceived as an interruption, it's not treated as an interruption. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Let us continue now at Mishnah Gimel. Hakol mafsik lezrayim ve'enu mafsik le'ilon. Everything. We just had two Mishnayos full of stuff. everything separates when it comes to plants. Ve'enu mafsik le'ilan, but they don't separate in an orchard of trees. Ela gader. The only thing that separates trees is a fence. Vimhaya she'er kosesh. And if the branches of the trees intermingle, enu mafsik elenosein pe'a l'chol. Then it's not considered an interruption, and he would give pe'a together for all of them. First, let's look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Eino mafsik le'ilan, it doesn't separate for trees. Lo l'chol ha'ilonos, we're not talking about every type of tree. The l'chruvin l'zesim eino kein. This is not the case with carob trees and olive trees, k'moshe kasav l'kaman, as we will see in a subsequent Mishnah. That's actually in Mishnah Dalet. Okay, now in the Bartonuro. Hakol mafsik l'zroyim, everything interrupts between fields of plants. Mefarish b'gemara b'Yerushalmi to hakol asuye sela, that in addition to everything that we previously said about brooks and about paths and all those things, the Yerushalmi says that this Mishnah comes to include something else, which is a rock. Shehaya over apnei kol hasadeh. So you have a big rock. We're not talking a stone. We're talking about, like, you know, Rock of Gibraltar is a big rock. It doesn't have to be that big, but we're talking about a big rock across the face of the field. Im sarahu la'akor es hamacharisha mitzad zeh kedei l'seso so l'tzad zeh mafsik. If he has to interrupt plowing one side in order to go work on the other side, that's big enough to be an interruption. Elagader, what does interrupt in an orchard is a fence. Gavor asara tfachim. It's a minimum height. It has to be at least 10 tfachim, 10 handbreadths tall. She'ar kosesh, the branches intermingle. Anfei ha'ilan kuriyin se'ar, that's a word for branches of a tree. Uperish se'ar kosesh, sha'anofos shel ilonos, bis'arvin zeh imzeh lemala min hageder. And the definition of intermingling is that the branches of the trees mixed with one another over the fence. So if the trees intertwine, if they overlap above the fence, above this separation between them, then that supersedes the separation. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Daled and Heh.